Hunger Games just wrapped up, and we had a really good turnout this year. We had 10 different businesses and service clubs, book clubs, organizations working to get donated food for our backpack program. We had a new winner for our most items collected. So we have two trophies that go out every year. One of the trophies is for the most items collected in total, and one is for the most items collected per employee at a business or club. So our new winner this year is Riverview United Methodist Church. They did a kind of a combination collection where they collected items to go towards the program, and then they also collected dollars. With those dollars, we're then able to buy the food that we need for the program. So they collected, in total, between the dollars and the items, they collected over 11,000 items total. So they are our winner for the most items collected. And then, again this year, we have Legacy Financial, who will be hosting the traveling trophy for the most items collected per employee. Kristen Hill over there, she kind of went above and beyond. Not only did she collect the most items, but she looked at how many items she donated last year. And when she was a little bit short, she went back to Walmart and bought some more items. So she even beat her own goal. So it was a really successful year for us. In total, we collected over 30,000 items to go right back into Beadle County, into our students in the public schools and schools here in Huron, Iroquois, and Woolsey Lexington. So with all of those donations, I think it's fair to say that the real winners are the kids that are enrolled in our program. So thank you so much to all of the businesses and groups that donated, and we will see you again next year.